Some people accept the default contribution level that their employer chooses. Most employers choose 2 to 3% as their default level. Yet financial advisors typically recommend a combined employer-employee contribution rate of 10 to 15%. We recommend that people with a household income of $50,000 to $100,000 save between 12% and 15% of their income. Workers earning less than $50,000 should try to save 9 to 12%. If that sounds high to you, consider starting at the level of your employer match, then adding 1% each time you get a raise. For example, suppose you get a raise of 3%. Increase your contribution to your 401k by 1% and still get the 2% raise. Continue doing this until you get to the recommended level of savings.
Coach, I'm excited about what we've been able to launch this week. Folks, just in case you missed it, we have launched a new website, weeklyradiovision.com. It is a brand new, ahead-of-the-curve, cutting-edge invention that really everybody out there should be visiting. What it is a resource where you can go and get kind of a Cliff Notes version, as Coach liked to say on the last segment, of our last week's show. It's in video form.
Well, our show moves so fast here on the radio, and then it's gone.
It's true.
Well, you can listen to the show again by going to financialsafari.com.
That's right.
We always post the whole show of the week before, financialsafari.com. But what if there was a way where you could watch a recap? Because even though I'd like to think about it, Abby, or think I do, there's some stuff I say during this hour show that people don't want to listen to.
Right.
We have a group that we meet with all different ages, focus group, and we pick out the 7 minutes of the best stuff that happened on the show, and then we make a video about it, don't we?
Yeah.
And it's very, very enticing. It's very, very, I guess it's very educational, too, for people to watch it. So there actually you can listen and watch certain things. And again, the website is weeklyradiovision.com. Of course, you put the www if you want. Thomas, I think you don't even have to put www anymore, do you?
I don't think you need to. No, the browser should take care
of it. So just weeklyradiovision.com. Makes a lot of sense.
It really does. It does.
See what we've been saying. See what I'm saying? See what you're saying.
That's right, folks. Once again, that website, weeklyradiovision.com. Now, Coach, before we cut to break there, you were talking about preventative maintenance, and I'm proud of something. Now, a lot of folks may not be proud of this, but I have a car that has well over 200,000 miles on it, and it's the beater car. You know, you use it getting back and forth to work and stuff like that. I don't think it ever would have gotten to that age, though, without proper preventative maintenance. So I'm interested in this segment, how we can implement this into retirement planning.
Yeah, so it's very important. So you work all your life, you put money away, and these days in your 401k, 403b, TSP, or your own financial places, right?
Yeah,
sure. Saving for retirement.
Yeah.
And there's an article and study out by the Pension Research Council, and the title of it was Putting the Pension Back in 401k Plans.
Huh, okay.
Optimal versus Default Longevity Income Plans.
Okay, so what are they talking about?
Well, they're talking about, hey, there's nothing pension-wise about a 401k or 403b or TSP nowadays. You put money in, you've got a lump sum.
There you go. No, yeah.
What does a lump sum do for retirement income? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing, exactly.
You know, it absolutely nothing. It makes you feel comfortable looking at that big lump sum. But when you get to the time to retire and you say, well, how much can I take out in a yearly fashion and never outlive the way my plan's designed today? And Sergeant Schultz would say,
I know nothing.
And that is most certainly not the position we want to be in.
The first couple of years, it's fine, right?
Sure.
So you're taking money out and you got a big lump sum. But
yeah.
But if the money's not being replenished, you don't have, you've got about a 10% chance of outliving your money by the time you're, you know, 80 years old. That's not good.
And that goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, taking worry out of the retirement planning process, which is probably one of the biggest stumbling blocks for a lot of folks out there.
Well, yeah, because we look at our lump sum and we don't know what's going to happen. And we, you know, that book, again, we talked about earlier in the show, The Falling Short, the coming retirement crisis and what to do about it.
Yeah.
Well, here's one thing not to do about it. Don't sit around and don't do anything.
Exactly.
So we've got a survival guide. If you have a 401k, TSP, or 403b, the 401k survival guide, hot off the press, 2017 edition. If you want to get a copy of this, at least you can get educated on what your options are and what some strategies, some secret strategies that the planners in the know help people do.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called an in-service distribution that will enable you to move some of your money out of your 401k plan or 403b or TSP. And again, keep in mind, you don't have a pension in there. So why wouldn't you want to move some of that money out of there into your own personal pension that now is away from the group account?
Yep.
Because funny business sometimes can happen in a group account, but nothing happens in, if you're the only person in your pension plan, no one's touching it but you.
There you go.
Right? So That's right. 401k survival guide, folks, you really need to copy this if you haven't had one or haven't had a chance or haven't had someone explain it to you, or if you have a planner that hadn't given you advice on what to do with your 401k or 403b or TSP.
That's right.
If you're 52 and older, the advice should have already been given.
Mm-hmm.
So call now and we'll get you this guide, but we'll also give you the advice you need.
All right, folks, that number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Well, I got my notes out from a while ago now, but Dr. David Babel did a presentation, okay?
Okay.
And it was a very good presentation. Of course, he was a professor at the Wharton School, and the name of the study was Wharton Financial Institution Center Policy Brief, Personal Finance.
Okay.
Okay, and this personal finance brief, it says brief, right? So you think short.
Sure, yeah.
Well, there's nothing short about these, by the way. And not only in size of paper printed out, but the time they studied it.
Okay.
So this is a two-year in-depth study of fixed indexed annuities.
Oh, wow.
By six PhD economists and two senior actuaries. Now, do you know what an actuary is?
No, I don't, but you most certainly have my attention. What's an actuary?
Seen the biggest calculator that you didn't understand before?
Sure.
You know what those big calculators are?
Yeah.
And all those numbers and buttons, and you don't know what they mean? You know, not just the nine numbers and a zero, but all these different keys on
like
it.
Like the scientific calculators,
well, picture the biggest calculator you've ever seen, and then multiply that by three, so they have three of those calculators, and then picture a dark room, and they lock themselves in there and play with numbers all day.
That's an actuary.
That's what an actuary is. and nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
But what they were doing is studying how someone could have a plan, and it could be a 401k plan, how they could take that 401k plan and turn it into a personal pension plan where each year they would have what we call a financial fill-up.
So
you never would worry about running out of money. And that's very, very important, right? I mean, Abby, I know you're only 19, but if you can fast forward in your life and picture you're 70 and you're done working, wouldn't you like to just sit by the mailbox and wait for the check to come each month?
Yeah.
Of course, by then there won't be any mailboxes, Thomas.
Right, there you go. Maybe not any
probably
checks.
Not.
The hovercraft will probably come and automatically transport, like just transport stuff around.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. So the study said, since inception in 1995, so many fixed index annuities have outperformed corporate and government bonds, equity mutual funds, and money markets in any combination. So it didn't matter how your planner would try to devise things, the fixed index annuity would beat them.
Really?
Now, the fixed index annuity are almost like the robo-financial vehicle. You don't need an advisor. You don't need to meet with an advisor once the money's in. It's financial autopilot.
Exactly.
Retirement autopilot and financial cruise control that you don't have to worry about.
Well, what I love about that, too, Coach, is you've often talked about how often gains and risk are associated together, high gains, high risk. But it sounds, if fixed indexed is outperforming and there's minimal risk there because of the principal protection.
There's no risk for market.
Wow.
All right.
Incredible.
The only risk is the safety of the insurance company.
Sure.
So you want to make sure you get a powerful insurance company.
That's great. Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to put all your money in here because you can't take it all out once you put it all in one lump sum. But that's not what they're designed to do. They're designed to give you a yearly income you can never outlive.
Okay. So,
So if you think you can manage it yourself better, do it. But I haven't seen anyone be able to do it. All right. There's a separate study, Investing Your Lump Sum in Retirement. And it says the list of positive attributes of annuities, i.e., guaranteed payments you cannot outlive, access to investment capital, and legacy benefits, the argument for this income solution in retirement is compelling. In other words, it makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
The key in all of this is to begin by covering all the basic living expenses with lifetime income annuities.
Mm.
This was a study. I mean, it's not me inventing it. And this, again, is six PhD economists and two actuaries, which, you know, usually one's enough.
There you
go. But two actuaries in a room, I don't know what would happen there. But most importantly, if you are over age 52 and you're wondering about retirement plans and income plans and you want a plan that you'll never outlive, you need to take advantage of the offer I'm getting ready to give. For the next 15 callers, what we're going to do for you, we'll do a one-page financial review. It'll include everything we've talked about today, backed up by all the scientific and university studies, as well as a customized and lifetime plan for you. What this will do for you is take out the mystery of the financial planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We'll figure out where you are now. We'll look forward and run a fee report that'll help you untangle what it's costing to work with your current planner or advisor, and show you by simply protecting your retirement investment, like we've been talking about, like the university studies say, mm-hmm. by protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. We'll also run a customized income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques, which could turbocharge your retirement income and, the most important part, take all the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll take the guesswork out of the financial planning and income and retirement planning process just for you for the next 15 callers. That's a comprehensive financial review. That's a $1,500 value.
So if something we're talking about resonates with you, go ahead, pick up the phone, give us a call. Make sure that you have that security that your retirement resources are being managed according to your goals and risk tolerance. Give us a call, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, folks, stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.